This is Dr. Olivero dictating for January the 11th, 2022. The name of the patient is Dennis Palmer. The last name is P-A-L-M-E-R. First name is Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 4, period. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension since the early 20s. That was an incidental finding. There was no history of evaluation by a nephrologist. And he was given medication that he was taking all along, period. When he was admitted to the hospital in the first part of 2021, he was found with a serum creatinine of 2 and a BUN that was in the mid-20s and the estimated GFR consistent with CKD stage 4, no more than 25 mL per minute with no proteinuria, period. The patient had a ultrasound that revealed the presence of a smaller than expected right kidney, 8.4 centimeters compared to 12.5 in the left. In the renal dynamic scan, there was evidence of impaired blood flow. The uptake curve was consistent with delayed uptake. And the function of the kidney was reduced. Period. Ever since that time, we devoted our time making changes and adjusting medication in order to preserve the kidney function, period. The patient during the last admission, during the last, last visit, was changed from furosemide to the use of clortalidone. 25 milligrams on a daily basis, and the patient says that ever since then he has been without stamina, not feeling well, and lately has noticed that the pulse has been irregular, period. An EKG was done. The patient had a sinus arrhythmia. Period. The patient wants to go back to furosemide, which we are going to agree with the patient. We discontinue the administration of clortalidone, and he's supposed to call us in about 48 hours to let us know if there is improvement of the general condition. The most recent laboratory workup that was on January the 4th of 2022, the hemoglobin 12.5, hematocrit 37, with a white blood cell count of 7.1. The platelet count 204,000. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 2.72, which is similar to the prior determination. The potassium is 3.9 compared to 4.2 in December of 2021. The estimated GFR is around 22 mL per minute. Period. Number two, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is under fair control. The blood pressure reading today is 160 over 62. the blood pressure log that the patient brought is consistent with blood pressures 135 over 60, 140 over 70. Period. The patient is taking the following medications to control the blood pressure. Clonidine, .2 milligrams twice a day. Metoprolol, succinate, 100 milligrams POVID. Nifedipine ER, 30 milligrams once a day. And the diuretic that is going to be changed from loratadine back to furosemide, 40 milligrams 3 times a week. Period. In view